Hi, this is DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News Team, and this is the weekly news and review from Harpers.org. But the first thing I want to talk about today is a potential revolution in food production known as cultured meat. Now, I know some of my listeners, perhaps many of my listeners, are vegetarians, and I greatly appreciate that. But in fact, most human beings are omnivorous. We eat anything, and we are a meat-eating culture here in the United States. Conventional meat production is a $1.4 trillion industry globally. We consume 228 million tons of flesh in the year 2000, and that number is expected to more than double by 2050 as world population swells to 9 billion. Livestock gorges themselves on 40% of the planet's cereal grain. Livestock also use and despoil about 30% of the Earth's surface, 70% of its arable land, and 8% of its water supply. There are currently about 1.5 billion livestock responsible for between 15 and 24% of all greenhouse gases, i.e. about a quarter of the greenhouse gases come from livestock, including 68% of ammonia, 65% of nitrous oxide, 37% of methane, and 9% of carbon dioxide. Beef ranching accounts for 80% of Amazon deforestation, and cattle, which defecate 130 times more by volume than we people do, dump 64 million tons of sewage in the U.S. alone. And, of course, there are also pigs out there. Now, think of an alternative here. Cultured meat means taking a biopsy, extracting the myosatellite cells, adding an animal-free growth serum to multiply the cells, growing the cells on a scaffold to form myofibers, which bind together to form muscle. You exercise the muscle physically to boost protein. You grind up the muscle strips. You add flavor and vitamins. You cook it and you eat it. And no animal has been killed to do this. See, meat grown in culture doesn't defecate, doesn't fart, doesn't eat, doesn't overgraze, doesn't drink, doesn't scream in agony, and it's a great deal less likely to poison, infect, or kill us because we can control that. So cultured meats seem to be a potential resolution of the problem of animals in this world. If we have cultured meat, that means we will lower our greenhouse gases. We would use less energy for pork, sheep, and beef. 95% less greenhouse gases would be produced. It would also promote wildlife conservation. Production sites could be located closer to actual consumers, and there would be less worry about microbial contamination. Now, this has been talked about for ages. In the 20s, Winston Churchill was saying it was going to happen. But it hasn't happened yet, and we are now developing the culture for it. So I'm saying, wow, look at what science can do. Here's a way to produce food that will feed the entire planet, cost less, produce less problems for the future, kill fewer animals. In fact, wouldn't need to kill any at all. I think it's a good idea. So I'm throwing this out there just as something to think about. Cultured meats. How about that for a future? Hey? All right, this is the weekly news and review. This was posted by Sarah Bressler on the 24th of January, 2012. And it does concern the news of the preceding week. So while you think about your cultured meat sandwich, let's listen to the news. Francesco Cecchino, captain of the Costa Concordia cruise liner, who's capsizing off the Italian island of Giglio, killed at least 15 people. was revealed to have deviated from the ship's authorized route in order to salute a former captain who lived on the island. He was showing off, in other words. The Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera released an audio recording in which Schettino, speaking to the Coast Guard from a lifeboat, defied commands to return to the ship and direct the evacuation of passengers. "Listen, Schettino, you saved yourself from the sea," says the Coast Guard captain, "but I'm going to make you pay for this. Go on board, dick." Schettino later claimed he had not intended to abandon ship, but had tripped and fallen into a lifeboat and was unable to climb back aboard. Oh, yes. Press reports noted that after coming ashore, he took a taxi to a hotel where he asked the manager for an espresso and a pair of dry socks. A group of Swiss survivors recalled that Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, the theme song from the movie Titanic, was playing in the dining room when the Costa Concordia hit the rocks. The Iowa GOP admitted that it had misplaced the January 3rd caucus results from 8 precincts and that a new tally showed Rick Santorum had won, not Mitt Romney, as was previously reported. Newt Gingrich defeated Romney in Saturday's primary in South Carolina, despite allegations from Gingrich's ex-wife that he had asked her for an open marriage in order to continue seeing his mistress, who is now his wife. Rick Perry dropped out of the race and endorsed Gingrich, joining him in attacking Romney for inconsistencies in his stance on abortion. "You're pro-abortion? And then you change over to pro-life in your 50s? Asked Perry. Remember, this abortion stuff is just a distraction, folks. It's to keep us away from real issues. Abortion is not the most important issue, and to the 10% or so of Republicans that it is, well, they're sort of stuck. Remember, the Republicans are out of step with the world that we live in. It's just that simple. Meanwhile, Rick Santorum's wife, a pro-life activist, was discovered to have had a 6-year relationship with an abortion doctor and obstetrician 41 years her senior, who also, in fact, delivered her before she married Santorum. A Ron Paul hot air balloon was deflated after causing a 4-mile traffic jam on a South Carolina highway. One day after Wikipedia led a number of websites in going dark for 24 hours to protest the U.S. Stop Online Piracy Act, the Department of Justice charged Mega Upload founder Kim.com and 6 other executives from the file-sharing site with copyright infringement and conspiracy. "We have some good ideas," the company wrote in a statement denying the allegations and addressing content providers. "Please get in touch." 15 minutes after the announcement that Mega Upload had been taken offline, the hacker collective Anonymous crashed the Justice Department's website. Let me say about this that Mega Upload was always a very reliable service. Services themselves should be neutral. Piracy, which means the direct stealing of other people's intellectual property in order to sell it, is a horrible practice and should not be accepted. However, file sharing services, again, should be neutral. And, you know, I've never been asked for money on Mega Upload when I download things from there. And at the same time, I think that I should have the right to be able to share files that I own, even if they are intellectual property of other people, with my friends and with other people who are like-minded. I have a hard time with this one. I'm opposed to people being ripped off, but at the same time, I think that the services should continue. So this is complicated. Complicated. A role-playing exercise staged by an Israeli think tank to evaluate the consequences of a nuclear-armed Iran predicted that Iran would choose to negotiate economic sanctions rather than deploy an attack. "Iran acquiring a nuclear bomb will be like driving in Tel Aviv," quipped one expert. "It could be very dangerous, but precautions can be taken to reduce the danger." Iran's morality police cracked down on the black market trade in Barbie dolls, which are widely favored over their government-created counterparts, Dara and Sarah. "My daughter prefers Barbies," said an Iranian mother. "She says Sarah and Dara are ugly and fat." During the United Kingdom's Leveson Inquiry into Media Ethics, Lucy Cave, the editor of Heat magazine, defended the publication of photographs and commentary about celebrities' weight, noting that a recent article on certain stars' wobbly bits was very empowering. A paramedic in Wales was accused of asking a patient whom he suspected of faking her injuries, "Why are you being such a silly bitch?" then slapping her across the face. Colombian prosecutors questioned a $2,000 contract awarded to a man for keeping rain away from the closing ceremony of the 2011 FIFA U20 World Cup in Bogota, stating that the professionalism requirement for public expenditures doesn't include shamans. "Don't call me a shaman," the man once told reporters, "nor am I a wizard." A flotilla on the Thames was being planned for Queen Elizabeth II's Diamond Jubilee this year. A Delta flight was grounded after an unruly German couple in first class asked for champagne. And the head of a left-wing political party threatened to smoke pot in the Polish parliament. "We're trying to get into room 143 to burn some grass," said Janusz Pelikot, who burned incense instead. A couple in Metal Township, Pennsylvania, tried to blow up a 2009 Ford Fusion with flaming tampons. And astronomers were setting up a planet-wide virtual telescope that will allow them to take the first picture of the black hole at the center of the Milky Way. "Everybody's super excited," said one astrophysicist. The Millers' Grizzled Langur, a Dracula-esque relative of the Hose's leaf monkey long believed to be extinct, was rediscovered in eastern Borneo. An American man sustained only minor injuries after jumping off Table Mountain in Cape Town in a wingsuit and falling 197 feet. Italian doctors reported that a man with two hearts had survived a two-heart attack, and a religious studies major died after collapsing in class at a Christian college in Boiling Springs, North Carolina, on her 21st birthday. "Thank you, God," she had tweeted that morning, "for another year of life." Oh, that's sad. Well, if you're sad, at least you can think about eating some cultured meat. That's in vitro meat. That's another name for it. And this has been the Harper's News from killradio.org. Listen to my music program, The Chillroom, every Friday night here at 11 p.m. on killradio.org. It's a collage show. In the meantime, I will be back next week. I hope you will be too.